Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show, Liverpool taking on Brighton and Hove Albion all at the same time. Chris Pajak and John Mason join me in the studio to count out to this one. Gents, it's the last game of the season, but it's not. It's weird. It's really weird. We were talking this in the office before, Chris, how in some respects we're kind of winding down, but then you wind down just to go and ramp it straight back up again. I don't know how this has happened. How is this 38th game of the season?
I have no idea. The what game of the season?
38th.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened, Paul. It's probably there's been 37 before it in the Premier League, and this just happened.
No, that's all I was looking for. That's all I was looking for. Why didn't I think this through? Because there were games. As far as numerical order goes, that's how I needed to rationalise it. Dad, sometimes I think we get to this part of the season and it's a slog. It becomes a real slog. You know, because we've got nothing to play for.
And we've actually got something to play for in our very last game of the season. How weird is that?
Yeah.
And how good?
Yeah. No, this is the way it should be, really. And that's the thing for me, is that for the first time in a long time, I genuinely do feel like this. I mean, the season flies. We always get to this point and say it's flown. But really, and the thing is, it's not like... I don't think the slog has been anywhere near as hard. This time I think we've tried to make it hard. I think we've probably psychologically told ourselves along the way it's been quite difficult. But I think we're going to look back at the fullness of this season and go, God, what were we complaining about?
We were complaining about the fact that we've become draw specialists.
Yeah.
I think we've drawn
12, I think it is.
That's nearly a third of our games this season.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And we turn half of them into wins, you know.
It'd be a very different proposition.
Yeah. But what it means is we're very difficult to beat. And that's a really good thing, isn't it? You know, you can build on that.
Yeah.
You know, what a way to go into next season with that behind you.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the draws is ridiculous. Our draw column sticks out like a sore thumb, but equally our defeat column compared to the teams around us is a real bonus as well. Because I think that's a great point, is that we'll come on to what this game means in a moment, but just as a slight tangent, is that you'd rather be in a position where you're looking to turn draws into wins than turn defeats into wins, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the way Klopp's gone about building this side, and you know, with a fairly light squad that's been able to challenge until the last game of the season, you know, there's no way at the beginning of the season I thought we'd be able to compete in another competition and the Premier League. I just didn't think that was possible with the lads that we had there. And then you get rid of one and you sign one in January as well, so you've not really added to your numbers in any way. And one of your attacking forces has left you, hasn't he? Although you've improved your defence. I just didn't think that our squad would be able to get to where we are in the Champions League and would be able to compete. All right, we've not turned it on in the Premier League over the last few weeks. But again, we've not been beaten many times either, and that's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's right. I think it's telling that in the last two seasons, we've limped domestically. You know, we could end up at the end of the weekend in the same position that we finished last season in the league, and we'll have done it in a very similar way, in so much as we'll have secured it on the last day if we've done it. But it doesn't feel the same. It does feel like we've been loads more competitive throughout the course of the season this time around, and ultimately because in years gone by, we've struggled against the lesser lights of the league, and we've done really well in the big games. We've kind of flipped reversed it this time, but there's more of those smaller games.
I think the fact that we weren't getting beat has really helped.
Yeah.
Because you were always going in thinking we've got a chance of winning this. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there was only the Swansea game where really you'd think that was stupid. Whereas the others, you know, you come away, you're getting beat by City with 10 men, you're getting beat away at Tottenham and United, you think, well, you know, those things can happen against those teams. No big deal. But as you're rightly saying, you know, in years gone by, we were getting beat by all sorts of rubbish.
Yeah.
You know, and drawing at Anfield against all sorts of rubbish. Now, you know, we can just turn that round. Yeah, I mean, the other thing is we've been entertaining.
Yeah.
It's been a joy to go to Anfield to watch us play.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone in past seasons and you go and you think, oh, God, have I got to go to this again?
Yeah. No, it's true, but it shouldn't be underestimated. This is what I talk about, the full length of a season. It's a lot of footy, you know, and it's a lot to do. And there might be some people who don't get it, but, you know, it is. Everyone has that in every walk of life. You have something amazing, even the most amazing things in your life. There are just times when you just wake up and you're like, oh, you know, this has become trouble. But that, I think that's the most important thing, Chris, is that that's where the, I mean, even if let's just put the Champions League thing to one side and stack this season up against last season. This season has been that. This is the net result will end up roughly the same, but you would always choose this method of achieving it as opposed to the ones we've seen previously.
Yes and no for me, because I've enjoyed the Premier League campaign. Of course I've enjoyed the Premier League campaign, but we haven't had those highs that you get from going away to City and beating them and beating Chelsea away and all that.
Yeah.
They stand out to me more than beating Bournemouth, but after 15 years of that, I really just wanted a season like this where you can go and beat some dross and put that to bed.
I remember in, you know, when we used to be winning everything and United didn't, their season would hinge on whether they beat us or not.
Yeah.
And we were becoming a bit like that. Yeah. You know, we could beat the top sides, but we couldn't beat the rest of them, and therefore we couldn't really compete.
Yeah.
This season, you know, we've only lost 5 games, and, you know, some of them were against big teams. But we've been entertaining. You know, we've scored goals. You know, and we've had dreadful luck with injuries. You know, so our squad actually looks worse than it is.
Yeah.
You know, it still obviously needs strengthening, but... Yeah. You know, to lose some of the players we've lost.
And as we say, and then to bring it back into the conversation, Dad, we've had a run to the Champions League final along the way as well.
I mean, I think it's helped as well that we got out of the League Cup and the FA Cup pretty early.
Yeah.
I know at the time we were all thinking, oh, this isn't good because you need your squad.
Well, because no one thought we were good or capable of getting to the Champions League final. Absolutely. And I'd swap winning an FA Cup for getting to a Champions League final.
Yeah, and this is, you know, Klopp's third final with us already.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that, I think that's the thing, is that you've had the highs of the season, we've almost, I mean, it doesn't work like this, but we've sacrificed them in the league, but we've had them in Europe, haven't we? So it's not like we haven't lacked for those amazing moments. You know, again, City twice was one of those things. They're the memories that we'll take with us. And again, hopefully in, you know, 3 weeks' time when we're judging this season as a whole, we don't have to pick out the isolated moments and think about, then we get to look at the full season, the full successful season, and go, this was the journey.
Hopefully we're just talking about one game.
Well, yeah. The beauty of this game, Dad, is that Huddersfield Town, our good mate David Wagner, has done us a massive favour here. Not the favour it looked like we could have had with about, you know, 40 minutes left to play in that game.
The Chelsea goal was a real fluke, wasn't it?
Ridiculous. Yeah.
But still, you know... No one really expected Huddersfield to do much there. After seeing them at City, I thought there was a big chance that they might be able to hold Chelsea off. And they were unlucky, and they're obviously going to deserve that coach home. Did you hear
about that? Yeah, they have a coach home, so they can have a bevy. Brilliant, yeah, absolutely fantastic. But
so they did us proud. I'm sure Klopp gave him a ring and said, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the two fixtures that Chelsea had, and I was thinking, well, you got David Wagner there, sound, and then you got Rafa, who's got a point to prove against Chelsea and their fan base
as
well.
Really unlucky last night at Chelsea, by all accounts. They had every chance to have drawn level.
Spurs, I mean.
So,
well, I flicked over for the 15-minute half-time period of the Huddersfield game, and they were just getting tonked at that time, like at the end of the Newcastle. First half, Newcastle were getting tonked. Like, it didn't look good. Like, they couldn't string a pass together, but yeah, apparently it changed second half.
It's mad, isn't it? And the thing, me and Tom and I did the podcast this week, and we wrote up Huddersfield-Chelsea because, look, Huddersfield going to Chelsea should have just been able to do that and send it all, put it on our toes for the last game of the season. So, great. I mean, this is the fundamental of what this boils down to, Chris, is that, look, it helps. You're talking about, as far as the percentage of chances of us now finishing the top four, it's almost as good as you're likely to get, particularly given our domestic or our Premier League home record this season as well. But this is the point: if Liverpool can't, it remains the same for me. If we can't go and get the job done against Brighton, then fucking hell, good, enjoy the Europa League, boys, because you'll have earned the place in the Europa League if you can't get this result.
If they can't get up for a game where Brighton are supposed to be on the beach because they're safe, they're playing for Champions League next season, and they're playing for a place in the Champions League final for 2 weeks, then they're the wrong players, Paul, and they don't deserve to be in the Champions League next season, and they won't deserve to be in the side for the Champions League final.
No, it's absolutely true.
I mean, I had every confidence we'd beat Brighton, so, I wasn't particularly worried about it even before the Chelsea game. I thought, it doesn't matter if it comes down to us beating Brighton, we'll do that. And I think now, there's no reason why we shouldn't just treat it like a game we've got to win.
Yeah.
Because we need a competitive game.
Yeah.
We need to get our, I think we'll do team predictions later, but, I think we'll go out there with at least a very good team, if not our very best.
Yeah.
And we'll try and put a nice competitive game.
No, I agree.
Before the fans.
That's the key point, I think, is that this is got so many factors. It is having a full strength team because you want to keep in the rhythm to the best of your ability, because, as you say, what's the point of no point resting people, because they're about to get effectively 2 weeks off.
Well, they've had a week for the first time.
Well, Klopp described it as being like a year, didn't he? He's so used to not having that gap between games that he's like, great, this is absolutely.
I think
it was
something ridiculous. Like, we played 9 times in 32 days at the business end of the season, and you're going away to Rome in that time and all that, and you're thinking, wow, this squad with the injuries that we've had, they've gone through the ringer the last month. This week must have felt like a year to them. Klopp's absolutely right, and I don't know what's going to happen with the 2 weeks. There's got to be a behind closed door friendlies or something. I've emailed them and said, listen, lads, if you want a game, like, Red Men TV's here, what I mean, we won't be competitive, but we'll chase you for 45, we'll chase you for 45.
Well, we'll do, oh, so put some cones out in Red Men,
just film it.
well, to be fair, they'd have more luck if we put those free kick dummies out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They probably get more movement. I'd
behind
one 10 minutes, like,
tackling as
you
can
flash. Yeah,
I think the only downside to us playing our best side is that every time there's a tackle, we'll all go, ooh.
Yeah. The other thing
as well, it's a send off for the lads. The atmosphere is going to be brilliant this weekend. I can't wait to get
there. Recognition for what they've done. It's not just going to be a thanks for the season, lads. You know, it's going to be a really.
Well, we said they're going to be walking around, and there's going to be a couple of songs that are belting out, and it's going to be different as seasons gone by.
Exactly. We were talking about this again on the podcast, and how, you know, we've had these laps of appreciation in the past, and they tend to be, you know, Liverpool, we tend to be pretty good with them. You know, they tend to be pretty well attended, but that's going to be the best part of 54,000 people sticking around at the end of the game, regardless of result. Helped massively if we just get it done, because, you know, we were talking about, they've been planning stuff, the content for the next few weeks, and it's hard. You can do it to a point, but this is the last thing. It's just in the way. You know that, you know, this is the last game that's in the way of what you want. Liverpool should have top four qualification boxed off. We deserve it for how we've played and how, what we've done, the great stuff that we've done this season. As you say, if we don't do it, we won't have deserved it. But this is what it is. We've played for the right for this to be in our hands. Yes, it would have been lovely if it was sewn up 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever. I agree. I think that, you know, good to have a competitive game. Good to have a game and reason for everyone to turn up. Good to have a little bit of an ability to have a bit of pomp and circumstance around it to give everyone the send off they required. If it was a dead rubber, there's a chance that people don't attend it as well, but maybe the fans don't get up for it. There's still a prize to be played for in this. Go win the game, take the 3 points, book your place in the Champions League final, get a massive send off from a chock at Anfield, and then listen, let the preparation
begin. I'll be so hungover on Sunday from Saturday, but I'm still going to sing.
Sad. Interesting that you should mention that. Tremendously segued, Mr. Pager. We are live in the great city of Liverpool this Saturday night, the night before the match, in sound on Duke Street. Come down, tickets are available now. We don't do things in half measures on this channel. You should know this by now. Chris has already given you a little taste of what kind of condition he's going to be in. If you want to come down, hang out with us, here's a little vibe, a little taster of what the event's going to look like. There you go. Come down and see the tickets. The link will be available in the video info underneath. If you want to as well, you can go to the Redmen TV shop.bigcartel.com. Tickets are there, or there's a pinned tweet on at the Redmen TV on Twitter. It's going to be amazing. Come and celebrate the end of the season. Come and give us a send-off. Come and give the boys a send-off. Then go to the match. Enjoy it. And then, as I say, yeah, let's get prepared for a Champions League final. Amazing. Absolutely amazing times. Come and get involved. Jen, should we have a look at what you've got as far as your preferred 11s go? Dun, dun, dun. Has anyone got anything remotely different? What you got? Everyone's gone for exactly the same team. What? What have you changed? Mignolet. Right. Get out. One last run out, lads. That's all you're having.
Just for a laugh. Give him a send off.
No. See you later.
Make sure his bags are packed.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for all this.
I mean, last week we debated whether Klein would get a run out or not. I tend to think this week this team needs to go on the pitch and be cheered for what they've
done. And to be fair, Dad, we should go back to the model that we've had for these games all season long. Go out there, play your high-intensity football for 60, 65 minutes, and then you go, whose legs are the most wrecked out of the front three? You come off first. Maybe you bring Klein on for 20 minutes just to get him some time at right back.
I'd be looking at it and saying to myself, there's only two things that I would do if I've got the choice. And maybe if you're up at half-time, I'm bringing Klein on at half-time. and I'm maybe bringing Lallana on at half time as well, because there is an advantage to having Lallana have some decent minutes in his legs.
I think that's the other factor, that rather than bringing people off who are tired, you may be bringing on people who need time on the pitch, like Lallana. I think Danny Ings probably needs a bit more time if we can get it for
him. It's an interesting one. We'll get a little hint, I think, at the precursory hint that it can be changed, of course, of what the thinking is. You know, if Solanke gets that nod, then
he's very sub almost.
Yeah, exactly. And similarly, you know, obviously the flip reverse for Ings as well. But no, interesting stuff. And, you know, you're right. I think that we know what our best team is now. And it's determined by the players that are fit and available. Unfortunately, there's no one there who you think. I've seen a few people saying after the back of the Roma game that they'd rather see Klein play in the final than Trent. Maybe a year ago, I'd have been all over that shout. Maybe half a season ago,
I'd have
been all over that shout.
Forget that a year ago, we weren't very happy with Klein. His form was rubbish.
Yeah,
you know, so I can't really see him breaking back in at this point.
I'm sorry, I think that's idiotic, to be honest with you, because we've seen in the Champions League, in that first leg against Roma, the amount of times Trent's been able to pick out Mo Salah. We're going up against Marcello, who's going to want a bomb on, who's going to have the same difficulties the Kolarov had in that first leg, and we'll have Klein there to pass sideways. Now, you want Trent in with that ball around the outside. Yep. That's what you want. And from a defensive sense, of course, there's going to be question marks around Trent, but you can't just fear Real Madrid. You've got to be able to do what you can do. And he's a massive weapon going forwards for us, Trent, so I think it's
what we do best is attack.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to take that full advantage from that rather than anything else.
Yeah, that's it. I completely agree. And as I say, I think it's you put your best foot forward, you maybe, and then you see who's fit and available. And as you say, there's probably at least one behind closed doors game going to happen between now and the final anyway. I think things bode well. Obviously, we get to preview a Champions League final. God, we've been doing this for 10 years. 10 years since it was like me and Chris stood outside a Liverpool club shop in Williamson Square trying to interview random people, and it was rubbish and it never worked. And then we've gone through Roy Hodgson and Hicks and Gillette and everything in between. And so we get to finish a season, hopefully on a high, and then look forward to a Champions League final. All that content's going to be coming up on the RedmenTV.com, by the way. Said it before, I'll say it again. The stuff we're putting out on there is absolutely top quality. The boys have pulled out all the stops this season, and it gets better and better. So yeah, we're going to be wrapping up this season. We're going to be reviewing this season from next week. And then we're going to be building up in a massive way to Kiev. And then we're going to wrap up the season as a whole. And then we're going to be looking forward towards transfers and stuff. Perfect time to get over to the website. Start a free month if you've never had it before. As we've mentioned, or we touched upon briefly, Spurs have got Leicester at home. Chelsea have got Newcastle away. It would be nice to see, I mean, if Rafa does a job against Chelsea, fine, we should be able to do the job. Because the only thing I think we should have a real interest in is whether Leicester can get something against Spurs, Chris, because it would just be, we talked about it a bit in recent weeks, to finish third would just be
there's a progression, isn't there? Yeah. You know, you finished fourth last season, to finish third against the Tottenham side, who are very, very good, I think would be absolutely brilliant. I'd rather finish third than fourth. I think every Liverpool fan would rather finish higher.
It is such an achievement to finish in the top four and get to the Champions League.
Particularly when everyone looked at this season and they said, ooh, 6-4 doesn't go. Yeah, sure, that's up there with Paul's school of Howard's 38 after 37, Matt. There were a lot of people from around the country who looked at it and went, well, Liverpool struggled last season, how are they going to be able to handle?
You've only got Champions League because you didn't have Europe. Fuck you.
exactly that. And I think that's it, given how competitive it was. You know, go to Chelsea, you know, we're on course. If we do what we do our job, we will finish above the team that won the Premier League last season. And Arsenal will continue to flounder. And I think that's a real credit to us, and that's something that we should very much be very, very happy with. And if, as I say, if we can finish third, just great. That's icing on the cake for me. And the good thing about it, ultimately as well, is that there's no qualifying round of the Champions League for us next season, even if we finish fourth. So
says what an achievement it is to actually go from the qualifiers and get to the final. That's incredible.
I wonder how often that happens.
It's happened once that I know of.
Yeah?
Yeah, Liverpool this season.
Amazing. Dan, what's your score prediction?
3-0.
Cool, Chris.
I'll take a 4-0.
I'll have a 5. 5-0 to the Reds. Send us off in the best possible way. Let's do what we've done all season long, except let's not have Glenn Murray have a pen this time around. That would be lovely.
I don't mind if he has a pen and he misses if it's 5-0. I'll take that. I'll just laugh at him then. I'll take a Glenn Murray miss pen, actually.
Right, cool, yeah, that's fine. Let me know your score predictions and your preferred 11s in the comments below. As I say, come and join us on the RedmenTV.com from now onwards. If you've not tried it out, try it out. If you've tried it out before, the world of difference to how we've grown this stuff over the last 5 or 6 years is just phenomenal. Come and have another look. Get yourself prepared for this game, for beyond, towards Kiev and beyond after that, for what promises to be just an amazing few seasons in prospect under the wonderful man that is Jurgen Klopp. Come on, you Reds. Thank you very much, gents. See it all after Brighton. Ta-da.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.